Novelist Oscar Huelos grew up on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, the son of Cuban immigrants. Book critic Maureen Carrigan says, judging by his novels, like the Pulitzer Prize-winning Mambo King Sing Songs of Love and his latest Empress of the Splendid Season, Huelos hasn't forgotten a thing about his background.
I happened to be in New York City last Friday, and one of the places I wandered into was the Lower East Side Tenement Museum. The museum consists of an actual tenement building built in 1863. The building's landlords, not surprisingly, never did much to improve the property beyond installing a couple of toilets in the hallways around the turn of the century. So when the tenement was condemned in the 1930s and sealed up, it became a veritable King Tut's tomb of immigrant life on the Lower East Side. I took a tour inside this building where the huddled masses yearning to breathe free had been squeezed into dark, airless, three-room apartments. Towards the end of the tour, an old man who was obviously moved by the grimness of it all turned to me and said, "It's the greatest American story. Doctors, lawyers, politicians, so many of them came out of this." That old man could well be right about immigration being the greatest American story. It's certainly one that's inexhaustible in its variations. Novelist Oscar Huelos, in his exuberant breakthrough book, The Mambo Kings Sing Songs of Love, told a poignant story about Cuban immigration to New York in the 1940s. In his latest novel, Empress of the Splendid Season, he tells another, this time about a beautiful young woman named Lydia España. Lydia arrives in New York in 1947, eventually marries, and works as a cleaning lady. For the next 40 years or so, the novel's narrator tells us that Lydia and her waiter husband, Raúl, live the kind of life that nobody really notices. But thanks to Huelos's finely detailed, funny, and very sweet style of storytelling, I could no more tear my eyes away from the unfolding of Lydia and Raúl's everyday life together than I could from those dingy Lower East Side tenement apartments. Lydia, we learn, was not one of those immigrants who came to America motivated by high-minded ideals. No, she was booted out of Cuba by her strict, wealthy father, who learned she'd been doing the hoochie-coochie with a seductive orchestra leader. Her early days in New York were a harsh lesson, the narrator recalls, in how life really works for people without money and connections. Lydia was rescued temporarily through marriage to Raúl, motherhood, and the camaraderie of Cuban friends in her Harlem neighborhood. But Raúl suffered a heart attack in his 40s, the result of overwork and overindulgence in booze. Out of necessity, Lydia transformed from the Empress of the Splendid Season, as a besotted Raúl once called her, to Lydia, the Spanish cleaning lady, a rich and radiant Park Avenue couple, the Ospreys, whom she works for nearly 20 years, become almost like family, intervening to send Lydia's son to private school. But Huelos is so attuned to the gnarled connections between class and self-worth, he doesn't sentimentalize their relationship. We know the Ospreys will always loom much larger in Lydia's life than she will in theirs. Huelos scrupulously imagines the texture of Lydia's days, her exchanges with Fuentes, the neighborhood butcher, her celebratory lunches of bologna sandwiches and Ballantine. He also dramatizes how the larger forces of history, like the 1968 Columbia student protests, jolt the lives of Lydia and her family. Empress of the Splendid Season is fashioned not as a single flowing narrative, but as a retrospective series of very short stories with subtitles like A Few of Her Jobs and Thank God for Mr. Osprey. Out of such deliberately simple material, Huelos crafts a rich story, graced with the power of the ordinary.
Maureen Carrigan reviewed Empress of the Splendid Season.